and welcome back to the NAGB Visual Culture and Creative Community. I'm your host for this evening, I'm Amanda Coulson, and we're here meeting with these amazing young Bahamian women who are artists in their own right, but are also like really trying to bring more action into the Bahamian art scene. Both of them, June Colley, has opened her own space on East Bay Street called 6260. I really recommend that you check it out. They have a Facebook page, they have a website. You can actually see the shows online as well, but we really encourage you to actually go out and see the show in person and support the artists. And then Ashley Cooper, who's been organizing these amazing every other Tuesday at Traveler's Rest restaurant on West Bay Street. And that's a really nice environment. It's a little less formal, so it's not like scary. Like some people find art a bit scary. It's like super chill. You go in, you can play some games, smoke your cigar, have a drink, something to eat, and see art. One of the upcoming artists is Jason Evans, who's also joining us tonight. Jason Evans is an animator and also... Hey, Jason, you tell the audience about yourself and what people could see when they come to your show in August.
Okay, so again, Jason Evans. I'm an artist. I happen to teach art as well. Now, for my art, it's a lot. I do. I've done art direction for films. I just actually come back from Lutra from doing art direction for a Korean modern art project. I can do construction, digital art. You know. So what I'm actually working on right now. Okay, so I'm combining 3D mapping with a bit of animation, and I'm also putting physical art in the space as well.
Okay, so 3D mapping and animation. I know, I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
Right.
Would that be then a moving image that people will see when you do 3D mapping and animation? Will that be like a video or an NFT or a, like, how does that manifest in a physical, not a physical way, but how do people like view that?
Okay, well, you'll walk into the space and the entire room, I guess, will be transformed. So the video 3D mapping is pretty much taking the entire wall space and turning it into a big screen. Now I can change the walls to different colors. I can add things to the... So basically you're now in the environment that I want to create.
So I'm creating
this environment to house my pieces.
But so that sounds really interesting. So you're going to create an entire environment. You're mapping the inside of the restaurant or the inside of the art space. You're going to create an environment, and within that environment, people will see your art. That sounds extraordinary. That's happening. I know Jason's show is opening on August 1st and is running to August 14th. So there's quite a few things coming up at Traveler's Rest. Ashley, how do you actually decide who's up next? Like, how did you meet Jason? I mean, I know you're just like kind of like all in the community together, but
yeah,
you know, there's friendships, there's also professionality. Like, how do you, as the person putting it together, decide like who's up next, who gets which date, how right. you end up all? Like, how do you do that?
Well, with that whole process, I knew which person brought different things to the table. So I wanted it to be super diverse, and I wanted it to have spoken word, I wanted to have sculptures, I wanted to have paintings, I wanted to have a little bit of everything. And so with that, I made sure that I knew each person could deliver, and I kind of put them in a pattern. So it'll be painting, sculpture, abstract, something else, something else. So it's always something new when you come to the restaurant.
Okay, that's smart. June, how do you do it at 6260? Do you take a similar approach, or are you focusing more on painting? Because like, how do you then decide like what's up next at 6260?
Well, I go by whoever asks. So if someone wants to show in the gallery, I'll start the process of, telling them, okay, well, this is what we need to start. And then we'll go through their art. It's not the same thing I actually do at all.
Yeah, but it's always really interesting to see how people do things. And like, it's good that we don't all do it the same way, because then it would be kind of boring.
Yeah.
You also have your own practice. So, and so do you, Ashley. How do you decide when it's time for you to have a show? And do you have anyone who does for you what you do for the artist? Like, come in and say, June, that one's no good. Like, don't hang that one. Or, or do you just rely on yourself? Like, how do you make that decision? How do you change hats from being June Colley, the gallery owner, to June Colley, the artist? And same question for Ashley. Like, when do you decide when to put yourself in?
I feel like certain series kind of build up from themselves. Like, you'll have a moment to where you're feeling, okay, like, this isn't pushing, so you have to start something new, bring something fresh. And so it'll go from me doing one painting one day and saying, this isn't working, and then I'll go into wire sculpting or something weird, and it'll turn into something great, and then I'll show it off to June, or I'll show it off to Alan, and I'll be like, hey, yo, what y'all think about this? This need a little something, something, right? Like, it's all about the presentation. Give me some tips. So we'll have our own little quick WhatsApp groups and try to figure things out and put things together. And it's been really fun that way.
In a way, you kind of rely on each other.
Yes.
Yeah. And June, what about, so how often do you show your own work? Now, I know you just did something at Traveler's Rest, and Ashley, you just did something at June's Space.
Yes.
How do you decide when that happens, like when you put yourself in, June?
Well, wow. I guess I always have work, because I'm always working. And sometimes I get to this point where I'm just working because I want to paint, just because I love the idea of being an artist and painting and just growing my skill. So it's always like that. And I also share my artwork with the Status Project members, and we always go through it and talk about what's working, what's not working. And I always say, hey, do you think this message is clear? And they're like, yeah, I think I get it, you know? So it's really good to have other artists look at your work and say what they think. And then I also ask, you know, friends that have no idea about art. And then they're just, everyone says the same thing. Oh, this is so nice. And I'm just like, okay, I guess it's nice.
So, wait, Jason, who does that for you? Do you? I mean, you, it's interesting because you're like you're really in a field, Jason, where I feel like you're almost one of the experts, right? Like, it's not that everyone is a digital artist. It's not that everybody does 3D mapping. It's almost like you are leading that in our environment. How do you get critical feedback for your work? Is there anyone that does that for you? Because, you know, you're the teacher. So who teaches the teacher?
Well, the teaching, I don't really do the digital. It's, yeah. So in teaching, I'm still hands-on because I'm still preparing BJC and BGCSE, and that's not digital yet, which I really started to think, because graphic design has evolved from, I know I'm getting off course, but it's graphic design is just drawing on papers. Everything is done now digitally. And I think that for BGCSE, we should start moving towards doing more of that. But anyway, that's getting off course. Me as an artist, digitally, basically I show friends and be like, hey, what do you think about this? They like, they don't like it until it's actually in the space. Because 9 times out of 10, like a few years ago, I did COB's gallery, Make Wave, I think it was called. And that was animation projected really floor to ceiling. And I only showed maybe 2 people that because I didn't know what to think about it, what I was going to even do with it, and how to act with it. And for 2 days, as the gallery got flooded by rain, so it never actually got presented for an entire week. So I really don't know how people actually responded to it, other than on my opening night. And most people loved it, so...
Oh, that's
I haven't
awful.
Really done
you know,
any
it's
other
so unfortunate that, you know, yesterday we couldn't finish taping the show because there was a power outage. And I just feel like as artists, you know, you're up against so many struggles that other artists, I mean, again, like a lot of artists struggle all over the world, but it's funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's actually kind of, we have this whole other area of infrastructure that we have to deal with. And something like, you know, the gallery flooding is like, honestly, not uncommon here, or like the power going out. And that's kind of also rough for artists. Like, I mean, how do you as artists deal with that? I mean, I know, June, you've got your own shop. Like, how much does infrastructure, like, affect you? Because it,
listen,
you
know, I just got flooded yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I'm at this point where I'm already used to getting flooded. So I've actually lifted everything off the ground. Okay. And I'm just like, you know what? I have to deal with it until I guess I could find something else. But so far, it isn't too bad. Like, we could control how the space, you know, gets. Yeah. But yeah, like you said, it's just something you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And, or something like studio space. Again, I mean, I think people don't realize how much an artist needs. Like,
and this was digital equipment, so I couldn't take the risk.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because that's all going to explode, digital equipment, or like get fried. Yeah, that's, you know, it's weirdly, we really have some challenges here that I think other countries don't really think about, you know, like whether the electricity is going to go off and what that's going to do if you're using digital, if you're working digitally and there's no electricity. I mean, we had some people from NAGB when we had no electricity to see a painting show, but, you know, we just all turned on our phones and we could.
Yeah.
It's all about improvising.
Because it's just like, well, you know what? It's happening. Let's just deal with it, because I still want to enjoy doing what I do. I still want to see this. So, you know,
just gotta go with the flow.
The only thing we could do, we could complain about it and then just figure out, like, are we gonna still enjoy it? Because I don't, if I'm at an exhibit and the current cut off, I'm not ready to leave.
Right.
I'm sorry. I
hope our audiences here are also like a little bit more generous than audiences. You know, so anyway, let's just run through everything we've got coming up so everybody knows where to go and what to do. June, you have a couple of shows coming up at 6260. Do you have dates for those yet? I know you mentioned Jalan Harris and
Elkino and Justin Moultrie, I think.
Yep.
We don't have dates as yet, but it's definitely mid-August.
Okay, mid-August. And so where can people go to find out that information? Where is your website?
You can go to our website. You can go to our Facebook and Instagram page. We also have a Twitter and LinkedIn. You can follow us. We also pay for ads, so most likely you'll see an ad as well.
Yeah, if you're on IG, I get it. And it's 6260, and it's you write out 60, S-I-X-T-Y, and then number two, and then letter 60. So 60 written out, number two, SIXTY.com, or on Facebook. And then, Ashley, is there anywhere people can look at the schedule for what's happening at Traveler's Rest, or is that on Instagram?
We usually post it on Instagram between Traveler's Rest or myself. And then also we have people that kind of share it out who all know about the event, some of the artists included. So once you follow any of the artists or Traveler's Rest or myself, you will get all of the information. If anything, I will create something a little bigger for people to just go in, log into the calendar and find the person they want to come out and see and be able to come out for their dates.
That would be awesome. So Traveler's Rest Bar is on Instagram. So TRAVELLERS REST. And then BAH is the handle for Traveler's Rest Bahamas on Instagram. And they post everything there. And I don't know. I mean, for me, Traveler's Rest is such an institution. I can't imagine that people don't know where it is. But in case you don't know where it is, it's on West Bay Street. If you're driving along West Bay Street from Blake Road, it'll be on your left, really, you know, about like just 5 minutes down the road, right before the turn up through Tropical Gardens. If you're coming on JFK, you come down over the hill from Tropical Gardens, you turn right, and it's pretty much right there. And there's parking in front or on the side of the road. And you've got a bunch of things upcoming. So you have something on the 20th of June. What's right now is Demi Ayubani. I think she's up for another week. Or so?
Right. Like, this is her last week up, and then Monica will be showing next week.
So you can still catch Demi this weekend or any night this week at Travelers. Then on the 20th, so next Tuesday, we've got Monica Cunningham. Then the Tuesday after, on the 27th, you've got like a kind of mix and mingle night.
Yes.
And then Jason Evans coming up on the 1st of August, running through the 14th of August. And that sounds like it's going to be amazing. So I know I'm going to make time to go there because I want to see. I'm trying to imagine this room, this 3D mapped, digitally animated room. sounds like something you have to experience.
And
I always tell our audiences, you know, you don't have to be in the game to buy art, to go out and enjoy it and support it. Artists just love to see audiences come through, to get feedback, to meet people. You know, this myth that art is for elites, that art is like something only like hoity-toity people are into. Like, I can guarantee you that none of the artists I've met in the Bahamas are hoity-toity. And, you know, basically it's a really nice gang. So I just encourage people to go out and like get to know your art community. And I think, like I said, Ashley, this thing you're doing at Traveler's Rest is such a great way to like break that kind of boundary of people feeling like you have to be in some kind of gang or you got to be in the know.
right.
Definitely not a gang. We're just a bunch of people like love.
I promise we're chill, we're fun, we like to have a good time. You have plenty of jokes, so come hang out with us and buy some of our work, please.
If you can afford to invest, obviously you're supporting all of these artists in their life journey. So, but you know, we don't want that to be a barrier because I think sometimes people feel like, oh, I don't have the money to go to an art show. Like, you don't have to. If you have the money, by all means, come out and spend it. But again, like, just come out
and take pictures and just have fun with your friends and have the work in the background and just show that you had a good time and we'll still appreciate that.
Exactly. So that's it for us tonight. We're sorry that we didn't hear too much from Jason Evans, but we're glad he came. So thanks for joining us, Jason, Ashley, and June. Thanks for coming as well. Audiences.
Thank you for having us.
It was a pleasure.
Always my pleasure. You have been listening to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm the show's host, Amanda Coulson. Always a pleasure to be here. And you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening and have a great night.